You know what's not great at this point? The mustache joke where people say, I must ask you a question, but I'll shave it for later. No. Joke's been overdone. When it first came out, it's a good joke. It's a great joke, even. But now, it's overdone joke. It's happened too many times. We need to not ever use that joke again. Find the new mustache puns. Welcome to the podcast with your co-hosts, Mr. aka Eric, and Rocket, aka Jake. Make smart choices. This is episode four. Jake, I have a news article that I think you might find interesting.
Okay.
Give me your raw thoughts on it without looking at the news article. You better not be reading it right now.
I'm not reading anything. I'm watching this guy. I'm watching the football game, and I'm watching this guy catch the ball with his butt.
Oh, that's hard to do.
And
in between the cheeks?
Yeah. He's got it. He's got his leg. He's got his arms curled up under one of his legs, and he pinned the ball to his butt when he landed. So he kind of like turned, but
you think it's gonna
but be they complete? Said it did it dropped it hit the ground but
all right, here's the title of the article.
Okay.
Amazon Games switches off New World's entire economy after players discover duping glitch.
Oh yeah I did hear about that.
So they caused the economy again to stop cheaters.
Talking about the trading, right? Like, because you can just give your gold to another player, right? Like, you
just yeah.
There's an option to just give gold. I think people were. I didn't read into it, but I read that they were duping stuff. So if you have like information on it, then heck yeah, share.
Can you define duping for me?
Well, I don't know what it's talking about in that terms, but sometimes when you, I guess I can only relate to it in like WoW terms, but when you get an item and you do something and it makes two items, you've duplicated that item.
Sure.
So what I'm thinking of basically when they're talking about gold trading and the economy, it's quite possible that they were trying to give gold to somebody and the gold would give to that person, but it wouldn't take away from the person that was sending it. So they were just like creating gold out of thin air.
So that makes this paragraph make sense. It says, over the weekend, New World players discovered a glitch in Amazon Games recently launched MMO. Mm-hmm. This one allowed players to duplicate furniture among many other items, though the duping of trophies, furniture that buffs you in the world, rare and expensive, is what's got some folk extremely hot under the collar. It says players could use this glitch to duplicate a particularly expensive item and sell it for free money.
So then, yeah, so they were replicating furniture things. They were basically making things that they could sell, and it was just replicating nonstop, excuse me. Yeah. People find ways to cheat in every game. And it's a straight up business for some entities. I am a very big novice on the subject. I don't know a lot about anti-cheats or anti-hacks or anything like either. That I just never have had a desire to cheat like in a game. Like, that's just not fun to me. Like, when I was a kid, like, you know, there were cheat codes like the Contra code and all that stuff, you know. Kind of things, like, they were literally programmed into the game to be found as Easter eggs. Like, you didn't have to manipulate some system. You didn't have to break into something. You just had to basically know and find it. And like somebody had to find it and then it had to spread. And then that's just kind of how it went.
Yeah.
But cheating in general, just I've just never had a desire to do it. I never cheated on tests in high school or any sort of homework. Right. I never cheated in any, and I know that's goody goody, whatever, but
how dare you, not be a cheater.
Yeah. Well, cause I had people that wanted me to like do their homework and shit for them. And I was like, nah, I ain't playing that game. Y'all are adults. You do your own. Well, right. Well, they weren't adults, I guess, at that point, but y'all are capable of doing it on your own. So
That's right.
Cheating has never been fun.
Cheating is not fun. Cheating's not fun at all. You are absolutely right. I cannot say that I was not the type of person to try to get ahead of the game a little bit, you know. For instance, I was caught my senior year of high school cheating on an art test.
I believe it.
Not because I needed to cheat, because I was too lazy to answer the questions on my own because I was a senior. And it was an art test about like art terminology, and I didn't care. I was like, I'm just gonna put down some answers real fast, but I don't want to make a zero. So I had the study guide for it sitting in the chair next to me, and she came and took it and then picked up my test and balled it up and threw it in the trash. And I was like, yep, that's not good. And then years later, I actually coached her son in baseball for high school.
Well,
and she really liked me, but she did catch me cheating. And then also in sports, I guess you could call it cheating. I don't think it's as much cheating as like cheating on a test, but I mean, if you're sitting at second base, you're a base runner, you're at second base, and you can see the signs that the catcher's given, and they're not trying to make like hide it, and they just put down a one, you just like
fastball, let's go.
Rub the top of your helmet, and then the dude that's hitting those, okay, fastball's coming. Like, nah,
bang on a trash can.
It is cheating, but you've got to do some preventative measures, which I think is the reason why a lot of people are upset about this with the duping thing with New World. Is where is the preventative measures at? You know, they needed that. They needed to have a little bit of foresight, I guess.
Well, you got to think about it too. Like, and this is why I'm giving Amazon a little bit of, I'm not mad about it. People get mad about any sort of fuck up that anybody does, and it's bullshit because people are human and they make mistakes. And there are, no matter how many checks and balances you think you have, it's the same bullshit that we deal with at my job, that people complain about a system that broke. No, typical, blah, blah, blah. It's just typical of them. They can't do anything right. Well, why the fuck do you like?
Right.
Sorry. Explicit, market explicit, whatever. Why the hell do you like play it?
Yeah.
Like if you're going to be super mad about it, and you're going to be super mad about a system that is broken, like, it doesn't matter how many checks and balances you have. Mm-hmm. Something will go wrong. You make one change in the code somewhere, it's going to affect something down the line. And you won't know it until that one person gets it. And they're like, oh, hey, this is how I'm supposed to do this. I don't think this is supposed to work. And then next thing you know, they're somehow making it work. But.
Yeah, exactly.
But I can get how that with Amazon, since this is their first game, I get that they have some veterans. But like developers and shit that are working on the game. But I don't, they're not going to get everything right away.
No. So. And I think with a game like New World, currency's key, right? Like you use currency to basically purchase different forts around the world. And from those forts, I mean, you can basically start, you and your I don't know what they call them, the Covenant faction, whatever it is, can basically like run the roost of the entire server that you're on if you have enough gold. I take a liking to this to WoW if somebody were able to find a way to freely make money in World of Warcraft. they would actually be able to flip that for WoW tokens, and then they could flip WoW tokens for game time. And so in a sense, they're basically playing the game for free that's supposed to be subscription based and not having to necessarily work for it. And that takes away from other people calls. You know, free money shouldn't exist. Free money ain't free, brother. Somebody's paid for it somewhere.
Well, even with like the WoW tokens, like I'm not privy to decisions for things like that. Mm-hmm. So if somebody is just went brain dead, brain just stopped, brain no worky. Brain stopped middle of that sentence. I'm distracted by too many things. I'm trying to watch this.
Happens all the time.
Fantasy game and stuff like that. What were you talking about? Remind me. Repeat it.
We were talking about duping and making money.
No,
and
I know that. But,
in a while.
Oh, the WoW tokens. Right.
Yeah.
So what I was going to say is I'm not on the team. I don't know anything about why they decided to make a WoW token thing. Where they thought monetization was going to go and where they decided to change it. And I know that there's pets and mounts and shop things people can buy, but I think generally speaking, they make money. I don't think the subscription was like their bread and butter, the $15 a month.
Right.
No. I think it was on, it's obviously in all the things. Well, for now, it's all the things that they sell in the shop, and it's all the things that they sell in the expansions, like the levels, the tiers, you know, the $30, the $50, the $70, the upgrades and all that kind of stuff. So I think that that's where they decided to be like, look, we're tired of people going into our games and hacking people for gold and stealing their gold and then sending it to some, like I said, this is a whole business for some people.
Sure. Yeah.
And they send it off. And then the next thing you know, that gold gets used to buy game time. And it's just a whole nother layer to that onion.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. It's a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope.
We'll call it that.
I jumped out of my seat out of that. Whew, I forgot that I had the sound still turned on from last stream. So it, now they just tried to scare me.
Don't be rude to my bot, Tomato.
Digital Zones is back, baby. But yeah, man, I'm not a big gold maker in games anyway. Like I have notoriously been broke.
What?
All the time.
No way.
It's just not part of my deal. I will say that I've been better the past two expansions about at least having some chunk of change on me to alleviate some evils that I might have. Purchasing things off the auction house just because I'm too lazy to actually go farm it myself, like mats for flasks and stuff like that, specifically the WoW.
Well, maybe people would do their due diligence.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, question for you.
So,
do you watch Dexter?
No.
Oh, you've never watched Dexter?
Nope.
That's terrible, man.
I feel like I'm missing out. I feel like you're judging me a little bit. So,
I'm a little bit judging you, but not a lot of bit.
Okay. It's cool. I mean, I don't mind. Judge me all you want. It's on that list. So like, I think we all have a list, right? We'll all have a list of things that we like, shows that we want to watch and stuff like that. There's so many. Can we talk about how many streaming options there are in the world right now with your Disney Plus and your Paramount Plus and your Apple TV and your YouTube TV and your Netflix and your Hulu? And remember when it was just Netflix and Hulu?
Yes, that was nice.
Remember when Netflix gave you DVDs in the mail? I do. You're about to say no, aren't you?
Do you remember Blockbuster? That's the OG Netflix.
Bro, they even did
Hollywood Video.
Yeah, Hollywood Video. Game Crazy.
Uh-huh. Game Crazy?
Never heard of Game Crazy? Nah. Excuse me. That was a Hollywood Video thing. They came out with... So you could rent video games at Hollywood Video for like Sega, Nintendo, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Back when games were obviously still in cartridge form. Once they started coming on like CDs and discs and stuff, that was kind of a, no, can't do that because disc gets scratched and all that shit.
Right.
It was like a little section called Game Crazy. In the Hollywood Video that we had in my town, they put up like a chain link wall in like the corner of the store. Cool. And they made it look all like Hot Topic-y, you know, with like,
yeah,
whatever. And you go in there and it was all gaming stuff. So it's basically what GameStop looks like now. It was like having a GameStop inside of your rental store. And I think it was before GameStop really even became GameStop. You know, where they give you like 3 cents for your $50 game, like that sort of entity.
Yeah.
And turn around and they sell it for 40.
Yep. Yeah. Price gouging.
I don't even know about price gouging. It was mostly just, I don't even know. Point is, things are dumb and times have changed. And I miss Blockbuster, but yes, I had a Blockbuster membership and I had a Hollywood Video membership. We even had a local place here called Take One Video.
Oh yeah.
Cause they wanted to be like
a local video store too.
They wanted to be, we had one that was called Love Video.
Oh, that's probably not a place you go into.
I've been there once or twice. It is what you think it is. But it's more than just
a romance store.
Yes. But it's more than just like, it was more than just videos. Like there were toys and like accessories and costumes and outfits and you name it. They got it.
Yeah.
So everything to complete the experience, I guess, if you will.
I once went in one of those stores and there was a video about clowns and a little lady.
Okay, go on.
Nah, I mean that was it. I didn't venture any further into the thing. I did not investigate it. I just picked it up and it was something about clowns.
Clowns.
Specifically like space clowns, I guess is what they were called. It's like clowns and a little lady. And
this was a game?
No, this is from the romance store.
Oh. I totally missed up. I still thought you were talking about like Hollywood Video. I was like, excuse me?
Hey, speaking of stuff like Hollywood Video, don't you miss legitimate stores? Like just legitimate stores?
I like all the illegitimate stores only.
Right. But I asked this because...
Yeah, what's a legitimate store? Tell me.
A legitimate store is a store where you like you purchase things and then they... like you a product.
You know who you sound like right now? Have you ever seen The 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yeah.
With Jonah Hill into that like store and he was like, "Hey, how much for these?" And she's like, "Oh yeah, you go online on eBay and buy them. But I want them now. Can I just give you money as a transaction and you give me the boots?" And I go about my way.
Yeah.
She was like, I understand that sounds like it's easier. And he's like, yeah, that'd be very easy. I could take these right now. She's like, yeah, but we don't actually sell anything here. We just host the items. Gotcha. Of course, that movie was back when eBay was like, kind of getting up, kind of getting its feet wet. So nobody really understood what it was, I guess, because they didn't have those stores, those legitimate stores, like you were saying. But yeah, I do like supporting small business, and I do like supporting like local businesses and stuff, because I feel like that helps the community out a lot better.
Absolutely.
But yeah, like I said, we used to have legitimate, like we had a small town video store, and I would go there over like the Blockbusters because they would typically have good selection because they didn't have a lot of them. But then a lot of people started finding out about it and they started using it, and it was kind of lame because then everybody was taking your videos and you're like, no, this is my secret. Go away.
Dude.
All right. So tell me, what about legitimate stores? So,
okay. Yes, yes, yes. The reason I brought it, did I tell you about the tobacco and vape incident with my 7-year-old?
I'm going to say no, because this is the first time I'm hearing about this.
Okay. So, up the road from where my parents live, there is a tobacco and vape store. It's like King Tobacco and Vape or whatever. And it's got all these lights that are flashing out in front of it, right? And my son is like, hey, what's that store? And he can read. So he's like, what's that? Tobacco and vape. What's that?
Tabacho.
And I'm like, oh, it's just a store for stuff that, you know, we don't use. We'll never go in that store. We don't smoke or do anything like that. And he's like, but
what is it?
So then we had to go through and explain tobacco and its various forms of being used what vapes were. And of course he doesn't understand. He doesn't really care. He just sees that it's really bright and it's lit up and he's taking a liking.
Sure.
So he jokes around. He's like, I bet you they sell everything in there. I'm like, nope, they don't. He's like, yeah, I bet you they sell everything. Well, fast forward to last week. They had a how to cook a turkey thing for the first graders. So all the first graders would write out how to cook a turkey and then they submit it to the newspaper. He wrote that he was going to first go to the King Tobacco and Vape store to buy a turkey.
because they sell everything, right?
So he wrote that, and then he proceeded to write like a legitimate, what a first grader would think he would do to cook a turkey. So my wife had to tell the teacher, like, please do not put the tobacco and vape thing in the newspaper. Like, people would be asking us why our kid is frequenting a tobacco.
Hey, why is that little Mr. Kid over there? Right. Why does he know about King Tobacco?
Yeah, exactly. He's a distributor. Anyway. So this leads into this conversation I had with my coworker, where I was telling him about this story. We were laughing about it. And I said, honestly, dude, I don't understand why we have so many tobacco and vape shops between where we work at and then like the next town over, which is like 15 miles. So,
For the schools.
Yeah. Yeah. So like where we work at is like one side of our county and the next town over is in the next county, but it's only like 15 to 20 miles tops. And he was like, well, he's like, legitimately, how many do we have? And I said, let's count them. So we started counting, and within that 15 mile span, there was 6 tobacco and vape shops. And our county is not very big. We have maybe 12,000 people in it in total. It's not a very big like county. That's the whole county. But there's 6 vape shops within this small span on the highway. And of course I've watched Breaking Bad, so this is where this has come from. I've said, I am convinced that some of them must be money laundering services. Like they must be money laundering for drug issues that we have in our community. Like we're really
absolutely
heroin. You know, like there's a lot of heroin use that goes on around here. So like I'm convinced that they're just in there washing money in these tobacco vape shops, because with the amount of people that we have here, even if half of them were avid tobacco users or avid vape users. Those people are not spending enough money in those six stores to keep them running month to month. And like once, like we had this big store, like fishing and bait store that
it was a baiting store. You say
it was. It moved from this little area to this big one, this big area, and within like 2 weeks, it was swapped into a tobacco and vape store. It was like boom, immediately up, red, green lights, blue flashing lights in the mirror, like ready to go.
It's a baiting store.
I'm convinced.
Do you go listen when you go to the baiting store? Do they give you a video with grandma and like cars or whatever you saw?
No, it was not grandma. It was.
It said old lady.
They were clowns and a little lady.
Oh, I just inserted the old.
A little old lady.
I don't know if you want to use my audio because I'm playing a bunch of dumb fucking sound effects right now. So this is going to happen. We're going to hear them.
Well, we're going to have to. That or I have to rip your audio for the first 5 minutes and put it in this one.
We're good. Nobody needs to hear me. It's fine. Well, now that everybody's going to be listening to my audio.
We're going to have a good time. We're gonna have a really good time, but yeah, no. So, okay.
So that. Let's rewind. Let's unpack this.
Mm-hmm.
You have decided to go fucking Murphy Brown and investigate and count into these smoke shops and vape shops because you feel in your little area that the six shops that have shown up. There's got to be not enough customers for everybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Call it intuition.
Have you
mm-hmm.
spoken to anyone officially about this? A sheriff? Policeman? A long arm of the law?
I have not. Because...
Hmm.
I have new evidence.
Because you're one of the people running the shop. I fucking knew it. God.
Dang, boy, you got me.
How you know so much about this? I just want to know, how do you, sir, how do you know so much about this?
I don't know anything about it. I'm going to plead the fifth.
Insert Justin Timberlake gif.
I don't know anything about it. Then I don't think anybody's selling meth out the back.
No, they're just straight up selling it out the front. How would you know? He knows because he bought it in the store. He said, you know what? This is King's Tobacco. They got everything. They got turkeys. They got meth. They got whatever you want. your face.
Bro. I don't know.
It's like that. Okay, so if we're going to be like those...
Completely different person, though.
If we're going to be like, you know what I should do for the next one? Shave everything off and just leave this?
Yeah? It's going to be lovely. You'd look good.
I'd probably look like my fucking dad.
Well, those are two words you shouldn't put together.
My fucking. You're right. I didn't put those together either.
So yeah, no, that came up, and somehow we got on that conversation because my kid.
So now you're known as the town. Now you're known as the town's worst parents because you take your 7-year old to the smoke shop to buy his papers.
Yeah, probably.
I get it. It's fine. Do you? I'm not judging. I don't have kids, so I can't. I don't have a leg to stand on.
Listen, the way I see it is that if we don't help him use now, then he'll end up growing it on his own in the yard. Then that's a whole nother problem.
What are these little mushrooms for? Stop, child.
We've already had to tell him not to eat any berries that he finds in the ditch bank. Because we have some that
How's he going to learn?
Not by going through the poison control protocol. I'm going to let you know that.
That's fair. Just take a picture of it. Send it to the poison control people and say, hi, my son ate these. Are these okay?
Right. And they'll say, how many did you eat? And they'll say,
yes.
Well, we were actually feeding it to them.
We look, money's tight around here, and there's a whole slew of them out in the back in the ditch. So we just said, hey, kids, whatever you can grab, you can eat. And they just went to town.
Yeah, you can't go hungry around here. You die.
We had, that reminds me of a story of a guy that lived across the street from us whenever my parent, well, so my mom and my stepdad built a house out kind of in the country. We had neighbors like close, but not like side by side, like city, you know, like you would have.
Right.
So it was very rural. Had lots of land. We had like peach trees and, like pecan trees and okra and all that, like squash, zucchini, you name it. Yeah. If it was growable in our ground, we grew it. The guy across the street, well, there wasn't a farm. There wasn't a house out there, but there was a, cornfield right across the street. And so, he would let us just hop across the fence and like take home as much like two like shopping bags of corn or whatever, whenever we wanted.
Sure.
He didn't care. He's like, y'all take whatever you want. Cause y'all seem cool. So we had our own like, corn hookup. That sounds like the most redneck. Yeah. You got, you know what? I got a corn guy. Gotta watch out. Gotta watch out for those corn guys.
You sound almost like you're Nebraskan.
Shit.
Out here. I did tell somebody I wanted to eat some elote the other day. I've never had elote. Have you had elote? Is that even how you say it?
Yeah, if you're white.
Well, how do you say it if you're not white?
Elote.
Elote.
Close.
No, it sounded exactly like what you said.
Listen, you want to hear me talk French?
Yeah.
No.
No, don't do it. About said Frenchy. Cringy is going to have French. Cringy will have a fit. Because I know what you're going to say. You're going to talk about. she said, what? I'm sorry, cringy. I went to say cringy, and I was going to say French, and I combined the two. And I called
he you called you fringe. Called you fringe. Oh, man.
I'm so sorry. I apologize. Listen, we're friends. I've given you a personal nickname that I will probably never use. You may also give me a personal nickname. That's too funny. That is too funny. So yeah, nah.
Whoops.
I don't even know where to go from there.
I put
my foot in my mouth.
What? So you were talking about elote. So like, what were you?
Yeah. Okay. What, so I want to eat it.
Okay.
I know it's some sort of like mayonnaise type sauce, maybe something a little different. And then some like Mexican spices that are put on it, and then that's it. It sounds good.
Yeah.
Grill that joker up. Sounds good.
So basically, yeah. So mayonnaise is just like oil, right? It's like eggs.
Yeah.
So like it's basically just that kind of, it's like a cream sauce with like chile and cheese and lime and mm-hmm. like you kind of rub it all in between the little teeth of the corn. They're basically sold like hot dogs are on like the streets of New York or something.
Yeah.
You know, they're just in a cart. They're just you can make them ahead of time and like prepare them and then like just take out a tray and throw them in the oven or
for sure.
Some people will grill them first. You don't grill the stuff on it. You cook the corn, you grill it first and then you put all the crema and all the chili powder and all the garnishing and stuff. Cheese, you name it, however you want to do it. But you leave it, you cook it first and then you put all that stuff on it.
So right.
It's kind of like a dip. But some places will also just sell it in a cup. And so like they'll cut the corn, like they'll mix, they'll make it and they'll cook it and they'll put all the stuff on the corn and then they'll just cut all the corn off the cob. So it's just in
a. So it'd be like a corn salsa almost at that point.
Yes. In a way. You ever go to Chipotle and get their corn salsa?
Hate it.
Doesn't taste anything. Whoa. Hold on.
Hate it.
Hold the phone. This podcast is over. I'm done. You hate Chipotle like in general?
Yeah, I just don't like it at all. Okay. I have multiple reasons why I don't like Chipotle.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and I'm going to let you explain because, there could be some deep-seated hatred. Mr. Chipotle could have like been caught trying to slide into your wife's DMs. I don't fucking know.
No. It's nothing personal.
But go ahead and tell me your reasoning for disliking it and I'll tell you why you're wrong.
I think the food is overrated. That's a personal opinion that can be disputed. I'm completely okay with that. I think the food's overrated. It's too much food for me to be able to eat on the go. And if I get a burrito, I want to eat it on the go. I want to be able to eat it while I'm walking around. I want to be able to eat it while I'm driving. Like, I don't want to have a burrito the size of a baby that has like basic flavor. Like that's all it has is basic flavor. It is the epitome of like no spices. There's nothing in it. It's just not good.
What fucking backwoods Chipotle do you guys have in North Carolina that don't know how to season? Dude, okay. First of all, I'm not saying that Chipotle.
40 pounds of rice. 40 pounds.
I am not saying that Chipotle is like better than like a traditional taco truck. Like that. Obviously, you go to like a good quality Mexican restaurant or a good, taco truck or something like that. I see in your chat taco trucks. Yeah. I know what's up. Like that kind of that stuff. Obviously, you can't beat that. I'm not saying that Chipotle beats that. But to say that they don't season their food, sir.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not seasoned.
Hold on. Let me ask this. What do you eat? What have you ordered there that wasn't seasoned?
Can I tell you that I've not eaten at Chipotle long enough to be able to even tell you remotely what is on the menu? A burrito. That's what I got. A burrito.
All right, boss. So I can tell you right now.
And what's the price steak on that burrito, bud?
You have steak. Well, it depends on what meat you get. You have steak. You
That's
have
what I'm chicken. Getting.
You have brisket. They have brisket now. You have pulled carnitas. Good thing of it.
Wow. I mean, I was thinking it too, but I wasn't going to say
it. What? Yeah, see, I don't like the places I go to the first time I go either because sometimes I get something that sounds good. So I'll tell you this. So I went to Freebirds, which I don't know if y'all have Freebirds around there.
We do not, but
they're like it's basically Chipotle in terms of like the burrito, the bowl, like what you order and you pick the protein and all the stuff inside of it. People have their feelings one way or another. Tomato likes Freebirds. over Chipotle. If it was between the two, she would pick Freebirds over Chipotle.
Yeah.
If it was between the two with me, I would go the other way. Don't have any Moe's here.
My assumption is Moe's is probably Freebird.
But any place that gives you like, hey, what do you want? Tacos, burrito, a bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what kind of meat do you want? Go for it. And yes, Freebird says refried beans, whereas Chipotle only has black or pinto beans and they're whole. But my point is, who gets Chipotle? That they don't. If a place doesn't have a drive-through window, their food is not meant to go.
Yeah.
Period. It's not meant to be Chipotle, eaten in the car.
Chipotle does not have a drive-through window.
So.
And I don't like that.
I don't go to Chili's and go, I want my fucking chicken crispers on the go.
Okay, but that is a
different. But I could eat chicken crispers on the go. It's fine.
I could too. But I'm just Chipotle.
Fucking liar. Does your Chipotle really have a drive thru? Where? Go in there.
Mine doesn't. Mine is connected to a Panera Bread, which is a whole nother thing that I don't like to eat either.
Panera Bread? What, you don't like paying $12 for a bowl of mac and cheese? Who the fuck?
I feel like I'm paying $12 to eat a tasteless, like, wrap.
Listen.
It's just, not even a burrito. It's a wrap.
I just want to know who hurt you because, like, everything is tasteless. What do you, like, put on your food, sir?
There's like 4 pounds of rice in their burritos, man. I just don't like
it. Tell them you don't want any fucking rice. Or you want light rice. Look, here's what I get, because I only get like a couple of things in my burritos, and I usually get bowls.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you get more food in your bowl than you do in like a burrito. Cause they have to like wrap it and roll it and shit. But white rice.
Okay.
No beans.
All right.
Double steak. Cheese, shredded cheese. And the corn salsa.
Queso. Oh,
well, queso is extra. So if I'm feeling froggy, maybe. I'm already getting double steak, so that's an extra like $4 there.
$4 for them to give you another ice cream scoop of steak.
I make sure that they give me multiple scoops of steak when I ask for double. Sure? Yep. I'm like,
do you go?
I watch them. Nah, dude, I'm getting 4 things in this bowl. You can make room for that. Sprinkle some more on there.
So when I went to Chipotle for the first time, I thought it was going to be
if I get beans, they're on the side typically.
No, I'd get beans, but I want to be refried beans, and they don't have that. I thought Chipotle was
going to be tomato. Like
the Mexican food version of Subway.
They call themselves a Mexican grill, but I wouldn't call them Mexican food. Like, that's just not, to me, Mexican food.
I'd never been to one, so I thought that's what it was.
Gotcha.
So Moe's is a Tex-Mex.
Sure.
It's like Southwest Tex-Mex style. They do the burritos too. They do the big burritos that you can't take out and eat, but they have the refried beans, I believe. It's been a while since I've been to a Moe's too. But it's just, to me, it was just better food. Chipotle just felt like they tried to be healthier.
Hold on. I have a question. Why does Moe's call themselves a Southwest grill? But they were founded in Atlanta, which is technically the Southeast.
Probably just the type of food they have in there.
Mexican and Tex-Mex. Georgia.
Out of all of them, I would pick Taco Bell because A, it's cheap. B, they all come out as diarrhea anyway. And C, I can order I can get like 4 or 5 different things from Taco Bell, and I like all of them.
One. Taco Bell don't change their shit. B, it all comes out like shit anyway. Exactly. Trace, I don't give a fuck. I get what I want from Taco Bell. They got Baja Blast.
All right, they good did. For you.
I don't get the Baja Blast. I get regular Mountain Dew because I'm basic.
Yeah, remember, Eric thinks pepper is spicy, so I'm not supposed to trust your opinion. Talking about
said that.
Who do you think said that?
Amy.
I'll give you two guesses, and one of them rhymes with flamey.
And it was Amy. Yes, exactly. Amy's full of spit and vinegar, man. Nah. I don't think pepper is spicy.
I bet you think spit and vinegar is spicy too.
Amy, don't you
said it.
Look, I'm not going to be berated online tonight. That's not what I got on the computer for.
I'm not getting online to get bullied.
Oh, fuck.
That's right.
I can't believe you've done this.
Yeah, that's fine. You know what?
So, yeah, no, I don't like Chipotle, and I'm not going to go back to Chipotle.
Okay, that's fine. You know what? You're missing out. But
that's good.
When's the last time you went? Years ago at this point?
Yeah.
What do you even know? Yeah. What do you even know?
I really don't.
What do you even know?
I'm making a baseless assumption on a chain restaurant off of one restaurant in my area that I have not been to in at least a year. You're correct.
It's fine. You know what? I'll let you have it. Okay, I gotta see if there's a Moe's around me. That looks familiar. The logo looks familiar. And I want to try them out if they're close. I don't know where they are, but if they're close.
It's good.
We'll see. We had a Qdoba. I think that's how you pronounce it. Okay, so there's a Moe's there's a Moe's in Waco. Where the fuck? Why
do I want to? Waco.
I'm going to fucking Waco. Get out of here. There's one in Texas. Oh, they're all. Oh, there's a few in Dallas, and then like one in like Lufkin. Hey, who the fuck that
question.
Is?
Question.
Yo, what's up?
How far away are you from Seminole, Texas? Without doxing yourself, obviously.
Well, where the fuck is Seminole? Oh God, bro, that's like the border of New Mexico.
Is it?
Just to give you an idea of how far away I am from that, I'm about a 6-hour drive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a little bit more for me, but I had a friend that was from Seminole. I was just curious because I never knew. Like, I looked it up one time where it was at, and I don't remember. So
your friend lives there, and you were just kind of curious, like, hey, I know somebody in that state.
Yeah, well, they would always talk about going to, it's a bigger name,
Lubbock?
Texas City. Yes, thank you, Lubbock. They always talk about going to Lubbock to go, like, Christmas shopping and do stuff like that. Like, it was a big deal. And I was like, I don't know what Lubbock, Texas is.
It's where the Red Raiders are.
The Red Raiders.
Which is also a racist name. Anyways, not getting into that. Raiders. It's like an hour away. Lubbock is from Seminole, so they take about a little hour trip, go into the big city of Lobach, buy all their consumerist goods, and feed the capitalism machine.
Be wonderful.
Is it?
Wonderful. So,
Dude, yeah.
What else you got going on in your life?
Bro.
What you'd like to talk about?
Not a whole lot. See, what are we doing? We got Thanksgiving next week.
Yeah.
Is it next week? Next week. We got my birthday next week.
Oh yes.
We got
Is that in the Discord?
Should be. So I expect to be all the shout outs. Showered with love and appraisal. Yep. I had a thought in my brain to do some sort of stream-a-thon, sub-a-thon, twitch-a-thon, birthday bash bonanza extravaganza.
Wow.
Thing.
A lot of words.
Post address and save-a-thon.
Dude, do it.
But I lack the planning skills.
Mm-hmm.
And the patience to think about what I want to do for a whole day.
or the ability, the focus to sit here and talk for 12 hours straight or whatever, you know, any length of time.
Oh, I would have to have a game that I was going to play from start to finish. I've seen people that would do streams with MMOs that were really long, and I don't understand how they can do that, because I can play an MMO for a long period of time, but at a certain point I've ran out of stuff that I want to do, unless it's like trying to get to cap level, right? Like trying to reach the final level and then the end game stuff that goes from there. But man, I don't know how people can do 12 hour streams. I don't think I could sit there for that long. I feel like I am probably truly entertaining for about 15 minutes of any particular stream that I put on Twitch. Honestly, just 15 minutes. The rest of it, I feel like people are there just because they like me and they want to show me some support. But for 15 minutes, not Welcome. Consecutively either, for 15 minutes, people would come in and they would see the greatest show ever. So like last night, it was probably me just like going off during raid, just like flipping script.
Listen, so. I didn't watch your stream last night, but I could feel it when you would chime in Discord. So you were clearly just done ranting about something.
Yeah. Oh, I love ranting.
Right.
Ranting.
But rant to us so we can hear it, so we can all chime in.
I pretty much did.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
I really did. I need to go back and find the clip of where I just like threw my hands up in the air and said, nah, really? Do you think? I forget exactly what it was about.
somebody asked if we goof around too much, or do we play around too much or something. I think it was Jackie, to call her out, but like
a serious question.
And then I was just like, I kind of looked at the screen and I went,
oh, interesting, I hadn't thought about that before.
Who'd have thunk it? But I think that was where she was getting kind of into her her feelings a little bit about it, because she was kind of, it was like a self dig. She was like, "Oh, are we having too much fun?" Because she likes to have fun, and that's fine. And she even said before,
"I'm all about having fun too."
She even said before that she doesn't want to have like a serious, like super serious, like you need to have all your flasks and consumables and
yeah,
all that kind of shit. And like, I get that that's not for everybody. But like, you gotta have some little tiny bit of raid prep, and like,
for sure,
sort of like, hey, look, there's time for fun and games, but you got 10, 12, 15, 20 people. We're all trying to do the same thing. We all want the same thing, but we all have to work together to get to the same thing. And if one or two of us is kind of slacking around or causing other people to slack around, then it's a domino effect and the whole thing is affected. Because not only does that impact maybe, you know, one or two people, raid leader, whoever, that person themselves dying to, you know, not paying attention to stuff, but it also makes the rest of the raid members, you know, upset. And then they get upset because of what they perceive as maybe being something stupid. And then it causes them to be kind of stupid, and it just trickles down. Like, it has so many side effects to it. And I don't know why I'm going off on this tangent now. However, I do believe it's got to have some personal responsibility. That's just life in general. Like, personal accountability. Like, don't expect to be handed everything. Don't expect to have everything given to you. Don't expect somebody else to play this game for you. Go out, get the things you need to do. Get the items you need to get. Get the materials, the work, the whatever. And if you can't do it, you're not in trouble, but you just may not be able to go until you're able to do that. Like,
exactly.
It's not a personal choice or a personal attack to say, I don't like you because I don't want you in my group. I want you in my group. But if you don't have the time to get ready and prepare and to read up and focus and to give us just 2 hours of your time,
then you're just holding us all back, and you kind of might need to sit it down for a bit.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
So that was my thing with just in general, just any sort of team. Like you could do it sports, you could do it with any team that you're trying to get something done. If there's somebody who is not pulling their weight, or multiple people, it needs to be addressed. And there should be some semblance of accountability. Like, okay, I know what I'm signing up for. I know what I bring to the table. I'm going to contribute by donating gold for repair bills. Or I'm going to contribute for buying mats to make flasks for everybody or whatever, you know, just anything like that. I don't know where y'all keep getting the stuff from, but I feel like y'all spend a lot of money on us in cauldrons and feasts and stuff.
And you just, sink.
Stabbing our head into the wall.
Blue Duck Funk.
Oh yeah.
He is put a bunch of money in the guild bank.
Well, he's a fucking swell guy. Okay.
He is. Dude, I love the guy. Shout him out all the time.
The fabricated one, as we like to call him.
He is the bomb, .com.
But anyways, what do you got going on in your life? All right.
You can't see the
shout out because you're overlaid.
Yeah, I know. It'd be all right. We don't have a lot going on necessarily. I personally have a lot going on. Like, I'm wearing many hats, is what I told somebody earlier today. I'm wearing many hats.
Baby hats?
No, not baby hats. Big hats, like responsibility hats. And I need to find a way to
adult hats.
Delegate some stuff to other people to take some stress off of myself. Both in game and
real life,
some of this other stuff that's going on. Yeah, in real life. Yeah, so like we're doing this Movember charity stream month, and the tank raids, they're awesome, but it's basically me by myself trying to recruit the people into it and set it up and figure out the times. And I'm trying to work around like real life stuff and spending time with the family. And then I've got raids that are on top of that. And
who wants I'm trying to just stream and
all sorts of stuff, right?
Gotcha.
It's just something, you know, it's just something else. So I think the lesson to be learned for anybody that's listening to this, and you know, we always have some sort of lesson moral at the end of the podcast, is you know, don't spread yourself too thin at all. I'm definitely spread really thin right now with personal stuff and in-game stuff. And eventually it'll pan out. Everything will work out and I'll have a little bit of a break. But as it sits right now, I'm pretty stressed and not many avenues of relieving said stress. Not many vents in the stress volcano, as they'd say. Need some more vents.
I hear that there is a video store.
Oh my gosh.
With an old lady. It's some cars and some clowns or whatever that can
let me tell you.
Get that I'll worked out for you.
I'll never step foot in that place again. Not for me.
You say that.
I say what I mean and I mean what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Pump, 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 pump. But yeah, that's about it. Nothing too fancy going on. We do. We start basketball this week.
What are you doing, step bro?
Yeah, basketball.
That's gonna be interesting.
Gotta do some tryouts for that.
Oh, no, no, no. We've done tryouts. We've had practices. We actually start. We have our first game on Thursday. And I'm not a basketball coach, but being AD, I'm basically the one that sets up everything for the games.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Sounds like you got a lot on your plate.
My plate is full. I've gone to the buffet bar and I have acquired too many delicacies. I need to put back some delicacies.
Well, when you come on down to the Golden Corral, they give you whatever you want and they don't stop.
But let me tell you what, Golden Corral got them delicious rolls.
Yeah, they're just regular old yeast rolls. You know who's got good rolls? Me.
Oh, yeah?
You know who else has good rolls? You know who else has good rolls? Texas Roadhouse.
I think you need to tread carefully if you say another person.
You know who else has good rolls?
Oh.
The little old lady outside the video store. Listen, we're going to cut that out. Just cut that out. Do we have a dumb? You know what we need? It's like they have. I know we can do it in post.
Yeah.
But like on the radio shows, they have a the one here has what they call a dump button.
Yeah.
Where they can like cut out if somebody curses or does whatever. Cause you know, federal, whatever.
Sure.
We're just going to cut that last 10 seconds. Nobody has to know that just happened. Ah!
Hey, Rocket, to end this podcast, would you like to
play a game
with me? Are we ending it? Well, I'm just saying, like to end it on a high note.
Playing a game? What are we playing?
Would you like to play a game with me? Would you like to play would you like to play the bad dad joke game until one of us laughs?
I already lose. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'll give you the opportunity to Google bad dad jokes.
I'm not Googling shit.
Oh, well, I am because I don't know enough bad dad jokes to do that. But I will read one to you. And then if you laugh, you lose. Are you ready?
No, but hold on a second before we get started with this.
Sure.
I just saw the coolest fucking story ever.
Oh.
Hershey, you know, the chocolate ones. They have unveiled its largest Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh no.
They called it a Thanksgiving pie.
Oh no.
It is 9 inches long.
Oh,
and 3.25 pounds of peanut butter and chocolate.
Wow.
It is a Reese's cup the size of a fucking pie.
Mm.
Apparently they were selling them on their website. I didn't hear about it, so they're sold out. It was a limited time thing. They had a total of 3,000. They were $45 a piece.
Oh. That's not bad.
But they sold out instantly. So I am beyond shattered that I missed this.
But would you have sat and waited for them to start selling? Like, would you have been sitting at your computer waiting?
I mean, I was off today. So I probably would have like set an alarm or something to try.
Yeah.
And then I would have looked and been like, what the fuck, Reese's? Like, you know, if I ever set alarm for things, I'll set them with an alert title. So that way when I'm groggy and I look at my phone and it says something dumb, I'm like, nah. But yeah. Anyways.
Oh gosh. Terrible.
So I probably would have set an alarm, but I probably wouldn't have cared enough. $45 is kind of, but the fact, like, I wouldn't even want to eat it at that point. Like, I have a limited edition version of this. All right, let's go. Let's do it. Who wants to go first?
You go first because I can force myself not to laugh.
Can you?
Mm-hmm. We see this face?
Yeah, I see it. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Two guys walked into a bar. The third guy ducked.
Not bad. It's pretty good. The first two guys were dumb.
Sure.
What did the duck say when she ordered lipstick?
Put it on her bill.
Put it on my bill.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be addicted. I used to be addicted to the hokey pokey.
Mm-hmm.
But then I turned myself around.
Held it. I held it.
I don't know about that.
My dog has no nose. How does he smell? Terrible.
You should probably give him a bath.
I will.
So, I went to go renew my driver's license.
Oh, yeah?
And they had a little box that asked if I wanted to be an organ donor.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't have the guts.
Pretty good. In Jamaica, it costs $2.50 for a pie. But in the Bahamas, it's $3. These are the pie rates of the Caribbean. Your nose is itchy.
It is, actually. I don't know. I had a dream once. I was floating. I was floating in an ocean of orange soda. It was more of a fantasy.
Mm-hmm. We actually we had a 2 liter of Fanta not too long ago. It's good.
Not a big Fanta fan personally, so I don't know why I would have that dream.
What's the best thing about living in Switzerland? I don't know, but the flag is a big plus.
I only know 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why.
Pretty good. Hey, You know what? I love telling dad jokes. Sometimes he even laughs.
What's that like?
Why you gotta be like that?
That one doesn't count. It wasn't really a joke. It wasn't really a bad joke. It's fine. Mountains, right? You know, the place where you took your kid and
mountains. I knew that.
Mountains aren't just funny. They're hill areas.
Ooh, that one hurt. What did Adam say to Eve on Christmas?
Thanks, babe.
It's Christmas, Eve.
Why would he say that on Christmas? Why wouldn't he say that the day before Christmas?
It says, what did Adam say to Eve on Christmas? He said, it's Christmas, Eve.
Huh.
Hmm. There's a comma there.
No, I get it. But Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. So why would you be telling that joke on Christmas?
Right. He's saying it's Christmas, Eve. He's telling her It's Christmas.
I get it.
What did Adam say to Eve on Christmas? He said,
look, you can repeat it four more times. I get it. I'm just saying the joke doesn't make sense because it's talking about. It does. Okay. It does make sense, but it's talking. Okay. You know what? You're not. No. No, no, no. That joke was trash.
No, it is trash, but it makes sense.
It does make sense, but it does. It also doesn't, because Christmas Eve is the day before. So why would you be like if that joke was like, hey, what did Adam tell Eve on the day before Christmas? It's Christmas, Eve.
It's supposed to make you have to think about it. God dang it.
Listen, look, hold on.
You just go ahead.
Hold on.
Just go ahead.
Sundays are always a little sad. Mm-hmm. But the day before is a Saturday.
Oh, that's true. Hey, what do you call an overweight psychic? A fortune teller.
A little too close to home. Me and my chins are... What?
You laughed at your own joke.
No.
All right, go ahead.
What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
I'm so glad not to be 79 anymore.
Aye, matey.
I'm holding it. Hey, Dad.
Pirate. Yes, Dad. My son.
Please, can you make me a sandwich?
Sure. What kind?
Poof. Okay. You're a sandwich.
Sound effects made that one. What? Hello? Well, look at that. It's a death hunter. What's going on? How goes it? Thank you for the 2 months subbed.
Hey.
We're ending our podcast right now, but we are trying to do a joke off to see who can make the other person laugh with dumb dad jokes. So you're in the middle of this.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Where were we? We got this. Okay, my turn, right? All right,
cool. It is your turn.
Okay. Went to the bank the other day, right? Okay.
Yep.
Went to the bank. Had to go deposit a check. Phone wasn't working. Couldn't do the scan. Sure. Mobile deposit. So I went into the store, standing in line.
Mm-hmm.
Guy at the counter was doing his transaction. And he said, hey, to the teller. He said, hey, can you check my balance for me?
Mm-hmm.
So I walk up to him and pushed him. His balance wasn't that great. He fell right over.
Good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is a dentist talking to a patient. The dentist says, this will hurt a little. Patient says, okay. The dentist then says, I'm having an affair with your wife. I'm sorry, I couldn't say it.
You lose because you lost.
I lost on my own. I'm sorry. It's my kind of humor.
Same. No, it's fine. It's like the
Man, you're deep in thought trying to figure this one out. While you're thinking about it.
I'm trying to think of I got nothing. I'm just shocked that that's where that joke went.
I'm sorry. Hey, the patient says, "Oh, doctor, I'm just so nervous. This is my first operation." Don't worry. Mine too.
I used to hate facial hair, but, you know, then it grew on me.
Yeah, fair enough.
Did you hear about the kidnapping at school? Don't worry, he woke up.
Oh, that was scary. I thought you meant an actual kidnapping.
My wife asked me to go get 6 cans of Sprite from the grocery store. I realized when I got home that I picked 7 up.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, listen. My wife, she asked me to stop singing Wonderwall.
Yeah.
So I said maybe. Sir, can you put down the scissors?
No.
Can you put down the scissors, please? I don't.
I have many jokes. I have many jokes about unemployed people, but sadly, none of them work.
My 4-year-old son almost ordered Naughty Nurses for $14.99 from cable on demand. Glad I stopped him. I already have the DVD.
Okay, I've got one more, and I'm gonna leave it.
Okay, we'll end it on.
What's the difference between a Lamborghini and a dead body? I don't have a Lamborghini in my garage.
Okay, I'll end on one last one then.
Okay, don't worry. I know you're picking the best one. You're finding a really good one.
I'm trying to Did you hear the story about the two men who broke into a pharmacy?
No.
They stole all the Viagra, and the police had to put an alert to be on the lookout for two hardened criminals. And on that note.
Yeah. Hey, I had a crush on my teacher, which was confusing because I was homeschooled. All right. Send us away, Rocket.
What did you... Can you...
Send us away, Rocket.
We're going to simmer on this for just a second.
No, just send us away.
All right. To those of you out there who are still stuck watching this, I'm sorry. If you stuck around this long and were listening to it, I'm also sorry. But I appreciate and love you for at least sticking around and saying hi for our little experiment that we're having here. Yeah. This was episode number 4. We didn't really have a topic. Today was just kind of a grab bag. We're just talking about random shit. Yeah. You can find this podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or pretty much anywhere that does podcast things.
For sure.
Today, we always like to end, we always like to end our episodes with a little bit of something we learned, or a little bit of something that helped us to make a smart choice in life. And I've actually learned 3 things. One, be accountable. If there is something going on that you feel is not happening 100% the way that you would like it to, you're the catalyst for change. Be the catalyst for change. Make that decision and do what's best for you. But if you fail, that's okay. Because
you learn, hopefully, that that didn't work. But own up to it and say, yeah, my bad. I'll learn. I'll get better and move forward. Second thing I learned is tobacco stores sell everything, even turkeys.
Yep.
And the last thing that I learned was Eric was homeschooled.
I was not.
When you hear my audio, you'll understand why I said that. But that's what I got.
I was Eric, I spent 12 years in hard public school, 13 years in hard public school.
Would you have to skip a grade? Oh, kindergarten.
Yeah, kindergarten. Yeah, no, I've learned that you can't spread yourself too thin, or else what is causing you stress in one aspect of your life will cause you to be stressed out in other aspects of your life. And you've got to pick and choose where your priorities lie. And I think that it's important to get adequate amounts of sleep, because I definitely have not done that the past couple of nights. So need to make sure I can do that very soon. And lastly, I learned that I am not very good with dad jokes, because I wanted to laugh at all the ones that Rocket said. And unfortunately,
maybe it has to do with the fact you're an actual dad. So that little bit has come to fruition.
Yeah. It might have something to do with it. I want to sign off on this, because we might, I don't know, we should be able to do a podcast next week. But if we don't, I want to wish Jake a happy birthday.
Oh man, thanks. I don't see why we wouldn't do one, but
right,
it's a holiday week, so you know,
sure,
you could have some crazy shit going on. And
I plan on being here. Podcast 5.
We will hear. We got an interesting email at work today.
Oh,
that said that all employees are going to be off Monday through Friday.
Wow.
But generally they don't include our department, because we have to work every day. So,
that's interesting.
It's going to be one of those things where, hey, everybody gets this except for you. So we'll see though. They could make some swerve and be like, hey, everybody gets the week off. Enjoy, recharge.
Who knows, man?
But yeah, we'll figure that. We'll cross that bridge. So my whole point in saying that was that I may be around. I am off on Monday anyway, like during my normal schedule. So we might see.
I can't wait to hear about some of your previous birthdays and how you
want to do a birthday.
Upcoming birthday. How your
birthday stream?
How you celebrated birthdays? Yeah, that's what I want to hear about.
Well, I was abandoned as a... No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Well, we'll get into that.
This is my villain origin story. All right. Well, I'm gonna clap. Are you still continuing on, sir? Or are you gonna be done after this?
I think I'm going to stop my stream after this.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna do a hard clap, and then you can way I know where to cut this audio out. 3, 2, 1. Oh, I can't even clap. There we go. Got it.
All right. Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Clap. Remember, make smart choices, and god dang it, do not go into romantic stores where they have videos of old, no, it's not even old lady, you got me saying old lady now. Little ladies, I mean like little people ladies, and space clowns. They have big shoes.